Strange Adventure.
Lawrence Dennis had been in love with Eva while she was his secretary, and even for a while after she became his wife. Now he was secretly in love with his new office girl, and Eva Dennis was definitely in the way of his happiness. As long as she lived, she was also in the way of his collecting the $50,000 he would gain by her life insurance. With these two motives ready at hand, he decided to gain his freedom and the money by means of murder. His diabolical plan began to take form. For weeks he wrote threatening letters to himself and showed them to the authorities. He blamed the messages to members of the underworld who were trying to extort money from him. At breakfast one morning, Lawrence Dennis seemed very happy as he chatted with his wife. He kissed her goodbye at the door. Then, as if he had almost forgotten something...
Darling, oh my, I have a big surprise for you. Look, call for me at the office at about 11, will you, dear? You can drive down. I'll take a taxi to the office.
Eva Dennis had driven but a few blocks when the car exploded. She was lifted from the wreckage dead. It was a grim little group that met in the office of Inspector Jonathan Hawk of the Homicide Bureau. Before him on his desk were reports of the explosives experts who had found bits of an infernal machine that had been placed in the mechanism of the wrecked car. Under Hawk's supervision, personal and business correspondence, stenographers' notebooks, and other effects in Dennis's office were examined for any clue that might shed some light on the murder. Sergeant Clancy, Hawk's assistant, came upon some notes that piqued his curiosity.
Hey, Inspector, look at this, will you? It might mean something. I used to be a court reporter, so I can read shorthand.
Clancy began reading the letter. It was addressed to a sporting goods company in Dallas and was an ordinary business letter up to a certain point. About midway in the letter, there suddenly appeared the words, "Darling, I'm madly in love with you." The stenographer had crossed it out. Inspector Hawk picked up his phone and called the outer office.
Bring in Miss LeMay.
Arlene LeMay, Dennis's secretary, was questioned. She declared her love for her employer and confessed to having met him secretly for the last few months. Under the inspector's direct questions, she admitted that Dennis had often vowed his love and wanted to marry her. Jonathan Hawk dismissed the girl, then turned to Lawrence Dennis.
I'm afraid, sir, I'm going to have to hold you on suspicion of the murder of your wife.
Dennis was trapped by the evidence against him and confessed to the murder. Then Clancy again showed the incriminating letter to Inspector Hawk.
Inspector, we didn't notice the date. Why, this letter was written almost a year ago, while Eva Dennis was still his secretary.
The words that had constituted the fateful recording had been Dennis's first expressions of love to the woman he later married and then murdered. This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen again to another tale of...
Strange Adventure!